Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six, our last from 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall. We have six great questions, so let's get to work. The first one comes from Tanner in Mitchell, South Dakota. Thoughts on rookie corner Trey Waynes' first performance and why the coaches decided to keep him in so long? I think it was a good building block performance from Trey Waynes. Everyone's going to focus on the three penalties that were called against him in the game against Pittsburgh, but those are teaching moments for Trey and the coaching staff. As Trey returned to Mankato, you can bet that Mike Zimmer and Trey had discussions about those penalties, and Trey can learn from those moving forward. So even though he had penalties, I think it was a good building block performance for the rookie corner. The next one comes from Andrew in Duluth. What are your impressions of third-round pick defensive end Danielle Hunter? I think Hunter is extremely athletic and gifted, and he's going to be a good player in the NFL someday. He may even be a starter for the Vikings, but right now he's still raw and he needs to have his technique refined. The good news is he has Brian Robinson and Everson Griffin playing ahead of him, veterans who are very good at technique, who can teach Hunter, and he also has a good defensive line coach in Andre Patterson. The sky's the limit for Hunter. He's going to learn as he goes, but I like what I see so far. Gaz from Washington, D.C. has the next question. Why didn't Sean Hill play in the Hall of Fame game? You have to remember, there are five preseason games, so plenty of reps to go around. I think the coaching staff and the scouts wanted to get a better look at the third and fourth quarterbacks on the Vikings roster. They know what they have in Sean Hill. They wanted to get an extended look at those other guys so they can learn more about them going forward. Jordan has another quarterback question. He asks, how did the guys battling for the third quarterback spot perform on Sunday night? I think they both had their moments. Mike Kafka, who came in after Teddy Bridgewater, even had a touchdown pass to Mykole Pruitt. And then you saw Taylor Heinicke come in, and he did some good things as well, made a lot of good throws. And even Mike Zimmer and Norv Turner have talked about the impressive throws that Heinicke made since the game. So I think those two are in a great battle right now. Time will tell who wins it. Four preseason games to go, so we're going to see plenty of both of them. Leo has the next question. The offensive line is clearly a high priority for the Vikings this year. How much depth is there behind Sullivan? I think the Vikings have great depth behind John Sullivan, actually. He's a reliable player who doesn't miss very many games, but if we get in a pinch and we need someone to fill in for John, we have two options on the roster right now. Joe Berger is a veteran who can do it. He can play guard or center. You can rely on him. And then we have youngster Zach Karen, who did fill in for Sullivan at practice when John had to leave for the birth of his child. So I love the depth the Vikings have at center right now. The last question comes from Alex. Are you concerned that our draft pick linemen are not on track to start? No, I'm not. The Vikings offensive line returns four starters from last season, and the fifth starter actually started some games last season in Mike Harris. So lots of experience on the line. It doesn't surprise me that some of those rookies are not in the starting lineup yet. They're very young, and they're still learning. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week from Winter Park, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.